EOQ constraints, uses, and improvements. Economic order quantity, EOQ, faces certain constraints related to upper and lower inventory limits, but these constraints can be modified in certain circumstances. Different manufacturing environments may use EOQ to varying degrees. Here we also discuss using continuous improvement to lower ordering costs and or carrying costs, which would also lower the EOQ. Constraints and their modifiers. In practice, a fixed order quantity such as the EOQ cannot be a static ideal. It is influenced by various needs and conditions. For this reason, the itemized inventory policy defines constraints and acceptable reasons to modify an order amount. EOQ calculations may be the starting point for policies related to constraints and modifiers. The itemized inventory policy provides constraints on the upper and lower limits of an item's inventory amount. The upper limit aims at controlling the costs of inventory investment and carrying costs. The lower limit aims at preventing stockout costs and, for lower cost items, decreasing ordering costs by discouraging frequent low volume orders. However, these constraints can be modified under certain circumstances to adjust orders to supplier lot size requirements, to take advantage of volume price breaks, to cover an entire period supply, to adjust order quantities for scrap or yield factors. Constraints take precedence over modifiers. They are established first, and any order quantity must conform to the constraint. When a constraint or modifier prevents an order from being released, the planner needs to take corrective action. Which environments use EOQ for inventory planning? For engineer and make-to-order manufacturers, the majority of customer orders will be purchased or manufactured for each order as the schedule dictates. To account for the costs of each order and to eliminate or minimize residuals, items are obtained only for each order, so an EOQ is not likely to be used. Exceptions could include commodities needed for multiple orders, such as lumber. However, in most cases, specific material ordered is allocated to a particular order when it reaches inventory and is issued against that order number. The same item may be subject to different ordering techniques. An example is a business that performs contract work for the government and uses the same materials in its commercial business. Make-to-stock, MTS manufacturers forecast finished goods inventory requirements and can use push or push-pull, depending on the level of demand uncertainty. Similarly, assemble-to-order, ATO, manufacturers can plan inventories of modules. For ATO module production and MTS production, assuming that manufacturers have an enterprise resources planning system, a time phase record is created that permits developing discrete lot sizes using EOQ and/or lot sizing techniques. Order quantity decisions are also factors in purchasing and service environments. However, there may be different factors affecting costs and therefore lot sizes, for example, more limited storage capacity, shorter shelf life, shorter replenishment cycles, and demand patterns. How continuous improvement can be used to change EOQ? Assuming that the organization can use EOQ because demand is relatively stable, carrying and ordering costs are known, and so on, the next thing to realize is that the organization can make improvements in various areas to further reduce the total of these two costs, in effect, shifting the curves and where the curves intersect. Some things are partly controllable by the organization, but not necessarily by manufacturing and inventory control professionals. This includes annual demand. If annual demand increases, the EOQ will also increase, but annual demand is partly controlled by market forces and partly by the effectiveness of marketing. A lower unit cost will increase the EOQ. For purchase components, purchasing might negotiate lower prices and thus lower total unit costs. Similarly, manufacturing might make process improvements or eliminate waste to lower manufacturing costs. These types of changes usually call for a longer planning horizon since they usually require process improvements or capital investments on the part of suppliers or plants. Reducing the annual carrying cost will also increase the EOQ. However, the cost of carrying inventory is only partly controllable. The organization might be able to reduce risks, reduce warehouse staffing or overhead costs, and so on, but these changes are possible only over a long planning horizon. Other parts of carrying cost are not controllable. For example, the cost of capital is based partly on market rates. Also, many risks and costs are based on the particular products being sold and thus must be accepted when selling those products. Over a shorter planning horizon, the best method of continuous improvement is to reduce annual ordering costs. This lowers the EOQ amount because orders can be made more frequently and average inventory levels are reduced. Manufacturing professionals can reduce ordering costs by reducing setup costs. Purchasing can reduce ordering costs by replacing individual purchase orders with more contract buying. Organizations can reduce ordering costs by automating steps in the purchasing cycle and in contract buying. An example of automation can be seen with Lean. Lean automates its ordering as much as possible, such as by using backflushing. Lean also emphasizes drastically reducing setup times to further reduce ordering costs.